You are listening to the Special Needs Mom Podcast. This is Kara, your host, and I am so glad you're here. Before we get into this episode, I want you to know that Pathway to Peace, which is a group coaching program, is currently available to join. This program is built on three main pillars. First, coaching. It's the real powerhouse. It's what I do. It's what I love. Second, community. And if you've been around for a little bit more than a minute, you know how I feel about community and the power that it has to heal and change your life. And lastly, I have a library of content filled with resources, with modules, with lessons. We go way deeper than I can go in on the podcast. And these are available to you in a way that you can consume them in your busy life. This program would be a good fit for you if you've stabilized past the point of initial diagnosis and find yourself spending a little bit more than you'd like to in overwhelm. And you can't imagine how, given all the things in your life, you can have any sort of peace ever again. Through the program, you will gain the gift of acceptance. You will do the work to recover your spark. You'll leave the program with the tools and the confidence that you have what you need to have joy and peace part of your life once again. So it's time to change it up. I know you've been saying yes to everybody, especially serving with all your heart and everything you have to your child. Now it's time to say yes to you. Find the link in the show notes to get more information and for next steps. Hi, I'm Kara, life coach, wife, and mom to four incredible and unique children. It wasn't all that long ago that my son received a diagnosis that had my world come crashing down. I lacked the ability to see past the circumstances, which felt impossible, and the dreams I once had for my life and family felt destroyed. Fast forward past many years of surviving and not at all thriving, and you'll see a mom who trusts that she can handle anything that comes her way and has access to the power and confidence that once felt so lacking. I created the Special Needs Mom Podcast to create connection and community with moms who find themselves feeling trapped and with no one who really understands. My intention is to spark the flare of possibility in your own life and rekindle your ability to dream. This isn't a podcast about your special needs child. This is a podcast about you. If you are a mom who feels anxious, alone, or stuck, then you are in the right place. Welcome. Hello and welcome to the Special Needs Mom Podcast. Today's episode is about takeaways from the Global Genes Conference that I attended last week. And I actually wasn't planning on doing an episode like this. However, I was actually sitting in church and I was just thinking about the experience of being inside that community and the impact that it had on me. And I really was able to kind of summarize some takeaways in a way that I felt like it was important to bring to this community. One, to point to what's possible for us, and also to just inspire us a little bit. My expectation is that this episode will be very helpful and insightful to all of us. Before I get into the episode, I want to reiterate what you might have heard at the intro of this episode, and that is in October, this October, like basically like not tomorrow, but like really soon, I am launching the next version of the group coaching program that I have created. This actually has a name change. It's called Pathway to Peace. I do have some special things going on for people that are quick to sign up. So some like early bird type perks. And I would just love to give you right there listening this perk. So something I want to point to really quickly is why group coaching? Well, this episode really does answer it, but because in community, we can do more than alone. Grief is meant to be done in community. Did you know that? I think our society actually points to like, oh, we have to go in our cave and we have to be alone to actually experience and process the emotions that fall under the umbrella of grief. The number one thing I hear from moms like you is that nobody understands, nobody gets it. And they don't say it, But I think the next logical conclusion is, so nobody can help me. In that story, my friends, it just doesn't feel good. And so I have the gift and honor of actually seeing people break through that story. And essentially, that is one of the major foundational pieces of the group coaching program. That's why group. We can only do this work as a community. There's actually so much more. It would be way too much to go into all the details here. And that's why my invitation is for you to follow your desire, follow your curiosity. And it's easy. Go to the show notes. You'll see a link to learn more and just follow one step after another. And then trust yourself. Trust yourself for what you know is the right next step for you. And obviously, that might not be the program. I mean, I think that'd be cool if it was, but it might not be. So we get to actually explore that together. Okay. With that, I am excited to tell you about this conference. So for those of you that don't know, Global Genes is an organization that supports all aspects of people. So this is caregivers, this is individuals, this is anybody impacted by rare disease. What is rare disease, you ask? It's like a global term of people that have diagnoses and conditions that are just not very common. So what's interesting about this conference is it brings together, it's like creating many of the few. Basically, by bringing together all these like ultra rare people, like one in a million, literally one in a million type of people, bringing us together all in one room, there's an impact of actually seeing the quantity of people that are impacted by conditions like those that we have. And when I say like those, it doesn't mean like, oh, that person has visual impairment, so do I. No, it means actually they understand what it's like to navigate the doctors. They understand what it's like to not have answers. They understand to have the hard conversations that many of us in that room have had to have. That is a very long explanation for who Global Genes is. And I do encourage you to go check out their website and see if they might be a resource to you if you are impacted by rare disease. So firstly, I want to say thank you to Global Genes for inviting me to be part of this. It was a privilege. And regardless of if I was invited there or not, I would just say this is a really well-produced conference. Like, great venue, great food, great speakers, great offerings, very all-inclusive. It was actually really impactful to be part of a community that just so easily gets accessibility and inclusion. Like, it was like, oh, wow, this is how it's meant to be. Oh, this is a side note. I didn't mean to share this. However, there was a moment, there was a really beautiful celebration dinner, more of an awards type dinner. And me and some of the gals were like, you know what? This was a really fun dinner. Now we need to dance. Like, we have some energy. We want to dance. And so some of us may have talked the DJ into playing some dance music. And then we basically took over the front-ish area of the room for a dance party, an impromptu dance party. And what was so beautiful about this was that I feel like it's been the most diverse community that I've ever been a part of. And here's what I mean. When I looked around the room, I saw people of all different ages, from all different countries, of all different colors, and of all different abilities. I don't know. I mean, it just felt so good to be part of a community that had space for everybody. You know, and I say this as somebody that, you know, is very Caucasian and really has not experienced so much of what people do experience in terms of exclusion and inaccessibility and racism. And so it was really impactful being in the community where we were all actually dancing together. So I guess I could also say the conference was also just a lot of fun. It did feel kind of like a vacation because I was like, oh my gosh, I get to like be away from my kids for 3 days. This seems like a pretty good gig. As you might gather, I'd say experiences like this change you. Witnessing people's stories changes us. Community changes us. And even though it's been over a week since I left the conference, the impact of the conference has remained with me. It's almost like there was just like this charge, like, you know, like you charge a battery and you get it to full capacity and it's like, woohoo. Or like when you fill up your tank of gas, like it's just the best feeling. Like I have a full tank of gas. And then of course, over time you drive, it wears out, you know, the battery starts to wane a little bit. But I feel like a week out, I'm just feeling like still so charged and full from the experiences I had at this conference. And that's a good thing, right? And I do have to say, actually, there's a longing to go back. I'm like, oh, I like that. I want to go back. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to have to wait another year. This is my plug to Daniel and all the people at Global Genes. Like, please invite me back. That was awesome. Also, I want to put in a little plug for an episode that's coming up October 13th. I love all the episodes I produce. However, this one's really, really special. So as part of the conference, I was there as a podcaster that works in this space. And so it was up to me on kind of what I did with that. But what I decided to do is record mini stories. And not mini stories. Like these are actually like profound stories. But I helped these people that decided to take this on craft micro stories. And those micro stories ranging from maybe several minutes to like 2 to 4 minutes. Like they're actually quite short stories. But each and every one that I recorded, I was just like, whoa, like that is a powerful story. I'm just so glad I got to hear these people's stories. I took pictures. I'm going to have a reel of all the images of the people that did share their stories. And it was just so powerful to see their beautiful shining faces. Like, and I just had really good light too. Like, so their faces just like, they just smiled. And it was like, you know, when you have to smile for a picture, you're like, oh gosh. But the smiles emanating from these people's faces, like truly brought so much joy to me just looking at them and looking at their differences and their beauty and just them shining in their story. So I really, really love that. And I can't wait to share the montage of faces of the people behind these stories. So look for that episode. And it's an episode I hope that you will share with all different parts of your community, because I think it has the ability to impact so many. So let me get into the takeaways that I have prepared for you. And really what this is, you know, I got to sample different conversations, be inside individual conversations, be inside main sessions, obviously the individual podcast recordings that I had. And just when I kind of look at the overall themes that kept coming up over and over and over in different ways, this is just what I pulled out as overall themes. So with that said, the first one I want to highlight is trust. This actually has a couple different angles. Firstly, it's trusting yourself to keep pushing when you know there's more needed in terms of your support or, of course, the support for your child. Trusting that instinct that you have. And then the second piece of trust that I want to highlight is really trusting that you are not the only one that can care for your child. That this is actually a learned skill. Trust, I think a lot of us approach it as something that happens to us. Like we just magically trust, like we either trust somebody or we don't. And this is not to diminish, like there's just some people that you have a gut instinct that you don't trust. So I don't want to diminish that. But I do want to acknowledge that trust is actually a choice. And many moms, not all of us, but many moms live under the belief that nobody can take care of your child like you do. And actually, you're right. Nobody is you. So therefore, they cannot take care of your child like you do. But that doesn't mean that they can't do a very proficient job. That doesn't mean they can't learn just like you learned how to do it. And so to hear these mothers from the stage speaking of their story of learning how to trust and train other people to take care of their children, it was really impactful because I think some people in this community that happen to have medically complex or even behaviorally complex children, it's really easy to have the story that nobody can do this. Like nobody can do this. it's just an easy story to have. Like, it's hard. You know how hard it is. You do it every day. So imagining somebody else being able to do it, like, it's just, it's kind of a lot to ask. But being able to see these moms that are in your shoes too, actually having moved forward to trust people and train people to take care of their children, it was just really impactful. Okay, so moving on from trust. The next thing that came up over and over and over again, you're not going to be surprised to hear me say this, is community. With community, one of the things that had the most impact of making it better, making a significant impact on the mother's, the caregiver's life, is finding people. And this can be finding a community of medical support. This can be finding a community of people that understand, like I mentioned, the Global Genes community. This can be finding local people. Like, it doesn't look one way, clearly. Community looks many, many different ways. But I would say the thing that actually really, really stood out is finding your people has the ability to shift your life in such profound ways. And the fun thing about community is it doesn't just shift your life. Like, clearly in community, there has to be more than one person. So when you get the gift of community, by default, somebody else gets that too. Like, we have to all play to create this. Okay. The other gift of community is that there's something very different and distinct about experiencing your story as normal and not extraordinary. I mean, there's value in actually acknowledging how extraordinary we are. Like, that's definitely valuable too. But I think for me, most places I go where it comes up, I don't try to shout it from the rooftops necessarily, but when I say, oh yes, my son is a multiple brain tumor survivor, people kind of just look at you like, whoa. Like, there's a look. I can't describe it, but there's a look. And in this community, what I noticed is that people will be like, oh, are you a rare mom too, a rare caregiver? And I say, yeah, I am. And somehow they say, okay, like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh yeah, my son, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, oh, okay, well, moving on. Like, and it wasn't like a disacknowledgement of like, oh wow, that's awful. It was more of an experience, how I experience is like, oh yeah, we all have something here and that's your heart. And I don't know, it was just distinct and different and I liked it. So that was something notably different about being among this community. Another theme that was really apparent was purpose. I think all of us, all humans, have a desire to matter, to actually make an impact to this world. And I think this speaks to our desire to have purpose. And one thing I notice as I listen to special needs mothers is that part of the grief of the impact of your child's diagnosis is that you end up losing your identity beyond being a caregiver to your child. And that rocks us. And part of the recovery, I believe, is to find our purpose again. And this can happen. It doesn't necessarily happen in a nice, clean, linear trajectory. I think it happens more of a like back and forth. It's more of a tango than a race. And I think this happens also when we watch others living their purpose, when they have the challenges like we do. So it's finding a place to become yourself again, I think, is part of this purpose piece. And again, being able to be part of this community at this conference was being able to see people of all different phases of life living their purpose, giving their gifts. So a little shout out to Daniel DeFabio, his gift is like movies. I know nothing about movies. I probably should learn or not. I'm not going to learn. I mean, let's just be honest. Okay. But, and obviously for me, it's like coaching and podcasting. Like, I'm kind of obsessed. But you know what? Not everybody is obsessed. And that's totally okay. We all get to actually play our part. And when we can kind of like lean into the things that we actually kind of like and geek out about, then that is actually allowing us to, one, recover our identities, like who we are beyond mom or caregiver or nurse. That has a positive impact, I think, for everybody around us. Okay, so that's the purpose piece. And the last thing I thought was something I just want to end on was the keynote speaker, Gail, and I really should know her last name. I'll put it in the show notes. She's an Olympian. She was a keynote speaker and she shared her story. And she shared this acronym she has called PUSH. And it stands for push, and I hope I get this right. It's push until something is heard. And I like that one. But ultimately, I think what we see here among this community is don't stop. Don't stop until somebody listens. Doctors might not know. Truly, they don't know everything. They might not be able to help you right away. But that doesn't mean you don't need more help. And I want us to look at this through the lens of our experience as mothers. And I want you to apply this in terms of your own care and well-being. So in terms of you feeling exhausted, you feeling like you have nothing to give, you feeling like you lost your identity, you feeling hopeless. So these are, one, very common, but this is the where I would invite you to push, to don't stop. Don't stop. And I think that as you listen to stories, like I get the privilege of doing, you hear this persistence that I believe you all have within you to continue moving forward. And of course, based on your individual circumstances, your needs, your desire, it's going to look very different. But I think discovering that for yourself is a gift to yourself and the world, because once you do it, then you can share it and shout it from the rooftops and be that light to somebody else who is still in the darkness. Okay, we're going to end on that. And again, October 13th is the episode where I'm going to share, I think there's 12 stories. And I just know you're going to love them as much as I do. And we can celebrate each and every one of these people and the stories that were not shared, but are still significant. See you on the next episode. One more thing before we officially wrap up this show. Sometimes when I'm listening to podcasts, I have the experience of wanting more. I'm listening at the very end thinking, I sure wish that episode didn't end. I invite you, if you feel in any way the same way, I invite you to the Special Needs Mom podcast community, which is a free group that I host on Facebook, where we as a community of fellow moms who listen to this podcast and are experiencing life in similar shoes, get to talk to one another, get to share stories, get to actually interact. I hope you'll consider joining. See you over there.